Lamb without blemish. I want to talk to you about the Lamb who took away the sins of the world. That is Jesus Christ. In the book of Exodus chapter 12, we see the Passover instituted. We also see the 10th plague, the final plague, and of course, the Exodus, the children of Israel leaving the land of Egypt. Let's focus in on the Passover, though. So often, Old Testament stories paint a picture for New Testament truths. Let's look at Exodus chapter 12, verse 5 together. The Bible says, "Your lamb shall be without blemish." Pause. The lamb without blemish. Throughout the New Testament, Jesus is often cross-referenced as the lamb. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, the Bible says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." When you read the book of Revelation, Jesus is often mentioned as the lamb. Back to Exodus chapter 12. Let's look at verse 8. "Then they shall eat the flesh on that night." Please flip to Matthew chapter 26, and let's look at verse 26. In this section of scripture, we see Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper. Verse 26 says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" The children of Israel were to eat the flesh of the lamb, and now Jesus telling his disciples, telling us to eat of his body. Interesting parallel. Not only that, when did Jesus institute the Lord's Supper? There in Matthew chapter 26. Well, look up several verses. It tells us. In verse 17, the disciples ask Jesus, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" Are you seeing the correlation? Jesus was killed right at the Passover time. Back to Exodus. In verse 13, the Bible says, "Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." The blood, it's a sign. It's a sign of redemption, a sign of the forgiveness of sins. God says in the book of Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, "It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul." However, the Old Testament sacrifices didn't cut it. That's why Leviticus is such a bloody book. Animals always being sacrificed for the remission of sins. That's why Jesus Christ came to become the final sacrificial lamb. Let's look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. The Bible says, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says, "They overcame him," speaking of Satan, "by the blood of the Lamb." It's by the blood of Jesus Christ that we have overcome. It's through him. It's by him. We've been bought with a price. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says that Jesus destroyed the power of death by his own death on the cross. Let's conclude with verse 23 in Exodus 12. The Bible says, "When he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you." You see, we need the blood of Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb, the Lamb of God, to overcome the second death, which is eternal separation from God, if you are not washed and covered, sanctified in the blood of Jesus Christ. How do you get washed, covered, and sanctified? You repeat after me in a simple prayer. Please join me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, please forgive me of all my sins by washing me pure and perfect in the blood of Jesus Christ. I choose to accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe Jesus is the Lamb who took away my sins and the sins of the world. Jesus, be Lord of my life, now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.